Amen. We're in for a treat tonight. Let's give Him our undivided attention. And let's give God our undivided attention. And let's leave here better men and women and young people in God. Sound like a plan? Sounds like a plan. Bishop Johnson, God bless you.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. God is good today. Every time I pray the landmark. Every time I pray, I call out your name. I ask the Lord to bless you, to keep you, prosper you, put a hedge around you, and to help you in everything that you do. I want you to prosper as your soul prospers. Amen. I want to say again, I am thankful for Pastor Johnson and Sister Johnson. All the work that they do for Brother Jacob and Sister Lacey, Jordan, and Chloe. All you good men. Thank God for good men. And all you good women, you good sisters, good men, we appreciate you. And all these beautiful and good and God-fearing, God-loving young people. Amen. Good. We are a year and a half late. But when we retired, the church bought us a trip to Hawaii to go out to Waikiki Beach or whatever it is. Something like that. So we're going to go Friday. We're going to take it up. And so I appreciate you. And we had to wait till Mom could walk better. She had her operation, and she is doing awesome. Very good. And I appreciate the Lord for that. Exciting, living for God. One of the best times of your life that you'll ever live will be found in an apostolic church. With worship and praying people, a good pastor and a good pastor's wife, where God moves and prayers answered. Hey, that's the greatest thing going. Wouldn't go no place else. Amen. I love the apostolic ministry. Amen. And you wouldn't catch me anywhere but an apostolic church. Amen. Appreciate the Lord. Amen. I don't know how long I'm going to be tonight. Generally, I'm short. I preached Sunday in Lake Park, and Pastor Weeks was away. And I preached 37 minutes. If you can't get it done in that time, you need that. So I'm not promising 37 tonight, but I'm going to bring it down. John 10 and 10, you will turn there with me. Thank you, musicians, singers, all the beautiful music here. And we appreciate that. John 10 and 10, a very familiar scripture. You have it, say amen. John 10 and 10. The thief. Everybody say the devil. In other words, that devil cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. Everybody say with me, breakdown. Intent. I am come. That they, Jesus speaking, said, I am come that they might have life. And the devil said, I've come to break you down. The Lord come back and said, well, you're going to get the other side of it. And he said, I am come that they, meaning you and I, might have life, and that we or they might have it more abundantly. Everybody say with me, breakthrough. So I want to preach tonight on this subject. A breakdown or a breakthrough? Amen. A breakdown or a breakthrough? You may be seated. We find in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5 and verse 8, a description and kind of a little, a little instruction concerning the enemy that's coming to steal, to kill, and to destroy. It says now, in verse Peter 5 and 8, be sober. In other words, you need to be serious about this situation. You don't look at it lightly. He's saying, take a serious look at this situation and be vigilant. In other words, be aware. Just focus in and be serious and be aware. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. So he tells us, be sober and be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, he walketh. Everybody say walketh. This is not something that he did then and stopped doing. But he walketh. This is present tense. This is a continue. This devil is walking about seeking whom he may devour. He doesn't care whether you're old. He doesn't care whether you're young. He doesn't care whether you're rich. He doesn't care whether you're poor. He doesn't care whether you're a man. He doesn't care whether you're a woman. He is out to get whom he can get. And the Bible said, be vigilant about it. Be sober about it. Because this devil is out to get you if he can. Tell your neighbor, it's ongoing. Ever since he got cast out of heaven, it is an ongoing attack upon humanity. Notice 1 Samuel 17 and 20, 17 and 29. Amen. David in his encounter, amen, with Goliath. Amen. He comes back with this answer and he said, what have I now done? Is there not a cause? So when you look at this, you realize here that Goliath, amen, is trying to break down David. He has got his brothers broke down and they are hiding in the rocks. And his next move is, I am going to break down David. And so he bellers loud and he cries and he gives out threats and he does everything he can do. He flexes his muscles. And what he's wanting to do is to break down David until David, amen, is not a threat. Until David is no longer a challenge. And he wants to break him down. Now, God, you got to get this. Amen. It worked on his brothers, but it did not work on David. My Bible said David went on the offense. David went into a frontal attack. David went into an armed assault. He said, I will not break down. I'm going to break through. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You want to put me down. You want to shut me down. You want to tie me down. But he said, I'm not going to break down, honey. I'm breaking through to you. Oh, somebody clap your hands. Hallelujah. He had to go on the offense. He had to go on to the frontal attack. He had to have an armed assault upon him. But he would not be broke down. He broke through. Be seated. I thought there are so many incidents in scriptures that we preach. You hear preachers preaching them. Amen. But basically, it's all about a struggle. It's all about this this devil that says, I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna steal from you. I'm gonna destroy you. And there is this spiritual side, the Lord saying, hey, I tell you what, I'm gonna fix it where you can live. I'm gonna fix it where you got a good life. Amen. You'll find in 2 Kings chapter 7, verses 3 and 4. And there were four leprous men at the entering of the gate. And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore, come, let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. And if they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die. Can understand? Bad situation. Hungry. Destitute. Sick. And they were on the verge of a breakdown. They were on the verge of being totally shut down. But somewhere inside of them, there came a spark. And somewhere inside of them, one of them woke up and said, hey, we about broke down. And the other one said, why sit here and be broke down? Why sit here and be shut down? Hey, what difference does it make? We might as well get out of here. And the Bible said, and they went into the camp of the Syrians. Hear me today. These four men said, we will not be broke down. We will break through. First Kings, you probably ain't never heard these scriptures before. First Kings 17, verse 12. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I don't have a cake. I don't have another handful of meal. A little oil in the cruse. Behold, I'm gathering 2 sticks. And then they go in and dress it for me and my son that we may eat it and die. Everybody say the next move. See, the next move. You never know. Brother Shuff, you hit it right on the head tonight. He said some of us are high. And some of us are low. Some of us are going up a mountain. Some of us are going down a mountain. Some of us are having a good day. And some of us are having a bad hair day. So you never know. You never know who is one step away from a breakdown. You never know. Sometimes you never know in the church. Sometimes a pastor don't know in the church. Sometimes a pastor's wife don't know in the church. Sometimes a brother sitting beside you don't know that you are one step away from a breakdown, a shutdown, a teardown, a putdown. So I want to preach to you tonight. I don't know who you are, where you are. Amen. I want to preach to us. Amen. This girl's next step was a breakdown. And she was in the towel, and I'm going to shut it down. And the old enemy was going, that's what I like. That's what I'm here to do. But then we find in the 15th verse, after the man of God had preached to her, and after the pulpit had had its effect on her life, it said in the 15th, and she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, or in other words, whatever the preacher said, that's what I'm going to do. And she and he and her house did eat many days. She didn't break down. The devil had her close to breaking down, but she didn't break down. Honey, she broke through. Yeah, man. Luke 8 and 43. Everybody say long-term illness. A little illness ain't no problem. But boy, when a long-term illness comes, it wears and tears. You know, you can have a little headache. Get over it. That ain't no big deal. You don't have to fast much about that. Don't have to pray much about that. Oh, you know. Boy, when you get a long-term illness, that it wears on your mind, that it wears on your life, it wears on your family, it wears on everything around you. It has a tendency to break you down. It does. Some people never know They never know the suffering that some people go through. You know, I got to give God praise on this. Sister Weeks has suffered with a open wound on her foot for what? 7 years. And I've watched it. And I've prayed about it. And I've watched her foot as it turned colors and it would just get different. This past week, she went and had a procedure done on it. And the Lord undoubtedly smiled down on that child because that foot is getting better by the day. I said, God knows what He's doing. I praise God for that. Long suffering. Man, God's good today. God's good today. God's good today. God's good today. And when you may be seated. And this long-term illness, amen. It said this woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all of her living upon physicians, neither could be healed. In other words, it was a hopeless case. And so what we find is this long-term issue, and then the expenditure of everything that she had, and then when all of that, nobody could heal her. All she'd spent, all she'd done, was hopeless. It was none the better. And then we find here, amen, that breakdown had her hemmed in. You ever felt hemmed in? Mom, is this the same people I pastored all these years? I like what you said earlier. And if you say you don't have problems, because if you live, you're going to have problems. And you're going to be under the attack. So you might as well get with me tonight. Amen. We live in a troubled world. We live in a problem world. We live in a world where every day the devil's trying to hem us in. He's trying to hem you in, trying to shut you down, shut your mind down, shut your praise down, shut your life down. He's trying to put, this is what happened to her. She was hemmed in and nowhere to go. Amen. This long-term illness. The book of Mark said, amen, she was behind the press, or in other words, there was a crowd in front of her. And the devil was saying, I got her broke down. I got her lying where she can't get through. But you listen to me. The Bible said she broke through the crowd. She said, Brother Shep, she said, I'm in trouble. It's long term. I got problems, but I'm not breaking down. This ain't the end. This is not the end of the road. Amen. There may be a crowd in front of me, but I am not breaking down. I'm going to break through the crowd. I'm going to break through. And I'm going to get to Jesus. And we know the story. When she got to Jesus, the Bible said she was made whole. You can't break down, honey. You got to break through. Amen. You may be seated now. Now, 2 Timothy 3 and 1 says this. This know also that in the last days, I'm sure your pastor's told you as much as I told you, we are in the last days. And it said, Know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Hey, tell your neighbor, they hear. They hear. Perilous means dangerous, hazardous. They hear. Every day it gets worse. You know what? All you gotta do is just watch around you, and you'll see crime in your own neighborhood. Watch in your community. You'll see crime just coming up. Look at your news. You know what you see? Murder. Crime. Suicide. Everywhere you go, it is a perilous time that we are living in. You know what? I'm reminded of this. The Bible talks about in the last days that smoke billowing from the pits. I personally think this, that the devils are coming out of the pits of hell. It's attacking humanity. This is why you see so many mass murders. This is why you see so many suicides. This is why you see so many dads, moms. I am amazed at the moms that are killing their own kids. I'm amazed at the dads that are killing their own kids. I read an article in a little phone in Fox News on the phone. It said this dad took his two kids out and stuck a gun. There was just a little kid. It wasn't no teenager. Just little kids. Stuck a gun in the back of their head and blowed their head out and then shot himself because he was mad at the wife. And the mamas that drowned their kids. I'm going to tell you, folks, we need to wake up. We is in perilous times. We better do like Brother Shep said. We better get confined in the gates. We better get in the confines of the church. We better get in the confines of the ministry. Confines, oh hallelujah. Confines of the Word. Because we are in perilous times. And this is troublesome times. And the devil is throwing everything at us and the church that he can throw. Let me read you Daniel 7 and 25. Talks about the enemy here. It says, and he shall speak great words against the Most High. And the next verse said, and shall wear out the saints. And shall wear out the saints. And shall wear out the saints of the Most High. Just wear them down. Break them down. Tear them down. Now, I looked at the word wear out, and it said exhaust. I love God. I love the ministry. And I love the church. But, oh, Pastor, sometimes I feel so exhausted. You get no amens on that one? What is God's truth? I'm exhausted. Oh, I love the church, but I'm just tired. I'm just worn down. I love God and I want to go to heaven, but I'm weary. I'd like to do more, but fatigue has got me. This is a good one. Oh, I want to be involved, but I feel like I'm falling apart. You know what this is from? The enemy sends stress. And he sends strain. And he sends problems. But the question tonight, is it a breakdown? Or is it a breakthrough? I made up my mind already, honey. But where you're standing and where you're sitting, in your problem, in your stress, in your being worn down, in your being exhausted, amen, is it breakdown or is it breakthrough? Amen. You got to understand, honey, it is our choice. It is our choice. You just remain standing. I'm about to wind it down. Amen. Amen. Let me ask you the question. Is it backing up? Is it backing up? Or is it going forward? Some of y'all ain't even respond. Is it backing up and letting the enemy wear us down? Tear us down. Put us down. Or is it saying, devil, we will not be destroyed. We are going to break through. Is it hands hanging? Come on now. I'm going to get the rest of you with me before I go. Amen. I'm only 24 minutes into it. We may make a record tonight. Is it coming into church? I don't feel like praying. I didn't say whether you love God or not. I didn't say whether you love the Word or not, or whether you love the pastor or not. That's not in the equation tonight. I just want to know. I want to ask somebody the question, are you breaking down or are you breaking through? In your time. Amen. Are you coming in every church? Are you coming in the church? Yeah, to the praise. Yeah, to the worship. Yeah, to the preaching. Yes. Amen. Will the things, if I say things, that's your trials, your tests, your troubles, your temptations, and your problems, will these things wearing and tearing on you every day, will they break you down? Because that's what the devil wants to do. He wants to take good apostolic men and break them down. He wants to take good apostolic women and break them down. He wants to take good apostolic young people, amen, and break them down. But somebody said the devil is a liar. You listen to me, honey. Amen. You got to make up your mind. These things shall not move me. So I want to ask somebody tonight. Is it cave in? You know where you cave in? Amen. To the devil and what he wants? Or is it revival? Is it collapse or is it revival? Amen. Is it crashing like head on or revival? Is it despair or revival? Is it disabled or revival? Is it downfall or revival? Is it failure or revival? Is it ruin or revival? Is it shipwreck or revival? Is it stumbling or revival? A tailspin or revival. Washed out or revival. Wrecked or revival. Tell somebody, I'm going to break through. Oh, somebody praise him right now. I believe if we get a hold of this, the feeling right now will pick you up and set you on solid ground tonight. Come on now. 1 John said, 4:4 said this, ye are of God, little children. Tell your neighbor, I've been baptized in the name of Jesus. I've been filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. And that makes me a child of God. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater, come on, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the, oh, when I get to thinking about it sometime, it makes me want to run through a troop and leap over a wall to think about it. Devil, you ain't shutting me down. Devil, you ain't shutting Landmark down. Devil, we ain't breaking down. We breaking through. No weapon. No weapon. No weapon. Stress ain't gonna work. Trouble ain't gonna work. Problems ain't gonna... It's a weapon what he uses. Come on. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise, I shall rise against thee in judgment. Thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage. This is what you got coming, Landmark. This is on your agenda. God put this on your schedule. He put this in your DNA. He put this in your life, in your history. Even this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And the righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. No weapon, no weapon, no weapon. Tell your neighbor, no weapon. The next time, oh, I'm smart enough to know that there'll be a next time. Wake up and you'll feel like can't hardly go. In church, can't hardly get your hands up to your belt buckle. I can't make it. You'll feel the pain, you'll feel the strain, you'll feel the pressure. And the devil's saying, I got them, I'm going to break them down. You just tell this devil, I can do all things. Devil, you may put trouble in my way, problems in my way, sickness in my way, financial problems in my way. But you listen to me, devil. You ain't breaking me down. Tell him I'm inside the gates. I'm inside the church. I'm inside the Word. And I'm going to tell you, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Somebody clap your hands to him. Somebody give God some glory. Tell your neighbor, I ain't breaking down, I'm breaking through. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Ain't it great to be around God's people? Amen. So good, so good. Amen. Before I go and turn it to Brother Shep, I talked with the pastor. He said it was okay. He was going to do it. But I brought 10 CDs. These are the weeks. It's brand new. It's just matter of fact, it's still warm. And I brought 10. And I told him, I said, but they're good. Most of them he wrote the songs, so they're good. And they're only $15. So if you want one, amen, just... I'm sure the pastor does this.